Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Does Cole Bishop, who I think was on Brews, making the leap, and then after the game, he gave the Chiefs a little peek behind the curtain.
I didn't see this.
One of the motions on third down saw a play versus the Chargers, where he spit it out there pretty quick. So being able to know he's potentially going to throw that ball, just chasing the motion. What about this from Harrison? This is about Xavier Worthy. Finding a difference in his posture and his effort for real. When he knows he's not getting it, when it's a run, and taking it out onto the field. Those are the types of quotes you give after you climb the mountain when you've won your Super Bowl. Like, this is how we did it. So shout out to the Bills. They are the first and only team ever to lose four straight Super Bowls. They are now the first team ever to win five straight.
That is Nick Wright having a little bit of fun at the Bills expense, probably trying to just, you know, get through the season. I like Wright a lot. I know many in Buffalo won't. I think when he kind of turns off the fan with the Chiefs, he thinks he's very good. I will say that clip, though, kind of in full agreement. Guys, don't give away the secrets, namely Max Harrison. Do not tell people you're like, guys, change of posture. I knew Worthy wasn't giving the ball. Don't say that. There's no doubt the Chiefs are going to go to Worthy now and go, hey, cut that. Cut that out. Cut it. It's going to happen.
But hey, you know what?
Still a great performance, though, by Bishop and Worthy. Bishop and Hairston.
Nick Wright, I do hope you are enjoying your snark right now, because I am covering a team that is currently in the playoffs.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Man, I am going to be locked in, by the way. So they're on the bye this week. I am going to be locked in to at Denver for the Chiefs after their bye. Reed is, I think, like 27-4 off the bye. I mean, he's incredible off a bye week. I will tell you, though, the way the Chiefs season has gone, I mean, they're not winning the close games that have you. This feels like the year where, like, they lost off the bye.
If they lose off the bye.
Now, all of a sudden, they're 5-5. It would be to Denver. I think at that point, you've
lost
division. Division's done.
But then you have lost primary tiebreakers to almost everybody.
Yeah. So I'm going to be locked into that game. I think the Bills play Tampa that week, so that's going to be a little tough because I'm excited for that game. But Chiefs at Denver in 2 weeks, going to be awesome. We'll get to prime time players here in just a moment, but we'll go back to the phones first with it being trade deadline day in the NFL. 4 p.m. is that deadline. The Bills moved some cap yesterday. Could mean something. We'll see nothing so far across the league in the last few hours. Logan Wilson, the linebacker, going from Cincy to Dallas for a 7th. The only news we've gotten so far this morning. We'll start the segment off with Matt on the line. Matt, how are we doing, man?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Someone just mentioned about Atlanta, and I was wondering about Mooney. I don't know any of the details with his contract, but he was kind of banged up a little bit for a while. He came back, and obviously Atlanta has Drake London, like, killing it, so maybe they could see about moving a piece like that to maybe Buffalo to get, like, a first-round pick because they don't have one.
They could. Mooney's not worth a first. That's the only thing. I think you could work that down. It depends on the contract, though. I mean, that'd
Hang
be
on.
A, I Because he signed a contract with Atlanta.
He signed a contract extension. So I pulled it up here. The cap hit for the year is $8.4 million. The signing bonus was already – the signing bonus prorated $5
million, mm-hmm.
base salary $1.5
million. Okay.
There is an out for that contract immediately.
Oh.
After this season.
It's just, can you get him on the books for half the year? Because he kind of does also what Rashid Shaheed does. He's a deep threat. He's a guy that a few years ago when he's a free agent, I love the idea of him. I think Sneaky Joe did as well just because of the skill set he offered. And I think you're right to bring up Atlanta too. The loss is stunning, but also they're not a particularly good football team. Like they've got really fun players. Caller just brought up Drake London as well. Bijan's awesome. Their two rookie edge rushers, by the way, are also very good. The team seemingly around them, though, is terrible.
I also think it's just more or less you don't have stability under center either.
No.
Penix has had some bad games. He's been injured as well. It's not been a good season for them there. And you do need to see what you have in him. Otherwise, what are we doing this for?
So then that maybe goes to why we get rid of one of his weapons. We know London works. We know Pitts works. Let's not get rid of anything. We're still trying to figure this out.
Hang on. It's not like Mooney's been particularly productive, though, this season either. It's been Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam in the passing game.
Yeah. Mooney has been hurt, though, this year.
He's been hurt a good amount of this year. But then it's just it really is statistically for them. It's Bijan and London. And sometimes Kyle Pitts has a big game, too.
Yeah, they somewhat have figured out Kyle Pitts, somewhat. We're getting there.
Better late than never.
Yeah, Atlanta might be interesting. I just don't know if they will because I think they want to see what they have in Penix. But it is something to note. They don't have that first-round pick. I just don't know if Mooney's going to be available or worth that even slightly.
But I do think
it might just be something they have to deal with.
It's worth mentioning like teams that might be out of playoff contention that we don't know of.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Jordan is up next. Jordan, how are we doing?
Good, guys. Hope you guys are doing well this morning.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about Olave and a first-round pick, and, people may be saying a first-round pick is too much, but when you look at my opinion of it, when you look at what we've used first-round picks on, where we normally pick, you'd be using a first-round pick for a known commodity. Yes, mm-hmm. You're only getting a year and a half of them, but look at our last, say five. Harrison obviously is a bit of an outlier. It's only been two games, and he looks great. But Kincaid in 23, good player. Took till year three to really take off and get that first-round value out of him. Elam's not on the roster. Rousseau and Oliver, again, good players, but I don't think, justify the value of that first-round pick until they're in year three or four. So if I'm only getting 2 years out of that first-round pick of high-level play, because it takes till year three for these guys to really contribute, I would rather use that right now on a known commodity. I get a year and a half of Olave, and I know what I'm getting out the gate day one. The draft is such an imperfect thing, especially mm-hmm. where the Bills draft
yep.
at 27, 29, 30. It's very imperfect, and you use a first-round pick on a guy that sometimes they just don't work out. Look at other first-round receivers in the last 3-4 years that, Kadarius Toney, there's guys out there that you can come up with that don't justify the use of a first-round pick, and you 100% know what you're getting out the gate. I just think it's a better use of the pick. I don't know what you guys' opinion is.
Jordan, I love that you bring this point up because this is always my argument with people that complain the Bills traded their first-round pick to go get Stephon Diggs when they could have had Justin Jefferson, right? Look, Jefferson out of the gate was great, but at the time coming out of LSU, the thought process with him was he's a slot receiver. Like, that's what they used him for. Jamar Chase was the outside guy. He just can't come out of the draft yet. He ultimately sits out his last year due to COVID. But that was always my thing. Player you didn't bring up, and I think you could have if you really wanted to, not a first-round pick because the Bills trade back, but at the same position, Keon Coleman. You're not getting anything out of him.
Right.
Where if I trade what would ultimately be a late first, or I think you can negotiate it down because of the concussion history
That's
to a second-round pick.
It's not about it being worth it to get Olave. It's about maybe there is a cost reduction that could be happening
mm-hmm,
here
mm-hmm.
that we don't know of or could be used in negotiations.
I think it happened. And yeah, I wonder how much of an appetite the Bills have to essentially look at their offensive system, look at everyone eats and goes, nope, it's not working. We need Olave in here. That's why I've always looked at Rashid Shaheed. He just adds an element they don't have.
The other
but
part
he
of this
change everything
is something that another caller mentions, because they were more interested on adding defensive line or something else of the sort. Boundary receivers under Brady don't thrive anyway. And that's okay to admit that. For me, that's okay to admit that. I don't think a general manager wants to admit that sort of thing. But that's why I'm not as huge on worrying about acquiring a wide receiver, because are you getting the impact of a player like a Chris Olave? Is he Chris Olave in this lineup? Amari Cooper. Is he Amari Cooper in that lineup? Absolutely, he was not. As a matter of fact, he retires. Jerry Jeudy. Am I getting Jerry Jeudy out of this, or am I getting the Cleveland version that I'm seeing right now?
Am I getting this year's version
of Jerry
Jeudy?
Am I getting this year's version of Jerry Jeudy, and is that a good thing or not?
Last year he was fun.
Last year was super fun, and the Bills went and acquired Cooper. And it was kind of fun, but it was still diminished returns on that as well. I think it's this offensive system. It's why I'm not gung-ho on it. And I also think that the way that they play, it is sustainable as long as they run the football effectively. And they do, more times than not, run the football effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it, because even that New England loss, they don't run the football well. They turn the ball over three times. They still only lose on a last-second field goal.
Right, it does take a drive by like, May to get it done.
Like, come on, help this defense out. They've been doing everything over the last 10 quarters that you need to and more, and they just keep getting battered in the process. Stable up the reinforcements. Let's go on a run.
Yeah, 803-0550, the number to call. Hang on line if you're there. We got primetime players coming up here in just a moment. As baseball's done, doesn't necessarily mean, though, they're not going to be on this list. We've got college basketball back, college football, NFL, NHL, a lot going on here. So primetime players for week number 9 here. Start with some honorable mentions here. Do you want to start off with honorable
mentions? I'll kick off the honorable mentions this time around. You've got too many.
I decided to cut none of them.
Wow. Okay, maybe you need to start then.
I'm going to start with Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King. 500 total yards, I think three touchdowns. Haynes King.
Oh, I thought you said Hans.
Oh, no, that'd have been fun. Haynes King, quarterback for Georgia Tech, 500 total yards, I think three touchdowns, lost, though, to NC State. That's why he winds up on the honorable mentions for me.
That's wacky. For me, I'm starting out on the diamond, Trey Savage. 12 strikeouts, a rookie record for a World Series in Game 5 against the Dodgers. Ultimately, it does not end well. The last chapter of Yesavage's postseason, he surrenders a home run in a game where every run mattered. But he did play well in that limited spot appearance there. I think Yesavage was fine in Game 7.
But he does still have the historic performance before that.
He still has the historic performance before that. Really played well in this entire World Series. If not for another player that's going to be mentioned much later in this segment, Yesavage would be on this list and probably, if the result was different, is the World Series MVP.
Yep. For me, I'm going to do three players here. I've got four players total from the Cincinnati-Chicago.
Oh, no.
Whatever you want to call that game. So just real quick, the three guys that are all honorable mentions, Joe Flacco, 470 and four touchdowns. They do lose the game. Same with T. Higgins, 7 for 121 and 2. And then I did want to mention Kyle Monogany, who comes in, rushes for 176 as a spot guy coming in for DeAndre Swift, who was hurt. Ben Johnson, the dude knows how to coach offense, and he knows how to use running backs.
Forget Ben Johnson. I think it's that the Cincy players, the
also
offense,
bad.
Might need to pile drive defensive players.
Yes, also bad.
All right, for me, I'm going to the ice rink for these next two. Anthony Stolarz, Toronto goaltender. 31 saves on both Saturday and Monday for a pair of wins for the Maple Leafs. Unfortunately for Buffalo, that means they're sitting in last place in the East. They're sitting in last place in the East, and it doesn't feel like it, by the way.
No, everyone is clumped together. Everyone's within 2 points.
Yeah, the Sabres win tonight. They vault all the way up to, like, fifth.
It's also why, look, it was frustrating those three games.
Those three games are awful.
Well, the first three games, but even the three overtime losses in a row keep stacking points. It's going to save them.
It has
allowed them to stick around everybody and not have to claw their way out. A single win tonight, like you said, vaults you into a far higher position than you are, you know, at 6 or 7 when the puck drops.
Yeah, so there it is. Stolarz, though, back-to-back 31 save performances, over .910 save percentage in each of those games. Fantastic from them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. He's a Leafs goaltender.
Yes. For me, Chris McCaffrey, when he is in for San Francisco and when he's healthy, he's their everything. He is as valuable as a quarterback to most normal organizations, 173 total yards and 2 touchdowns. It does not matter who the quarterback is when McCaffrey's healthy for Kyle Shanahan. That's the most important guy in the field.
It is wild that in a season where everybody's getting hurt and then some for the 49ers, again, it is McCaffrey that is healthy and the stalwart performer on that team week in and week out. I'm staying with hockey on my honorable mentions, by the way. Brock Besser last night, 2 goals, 1 assist, including the game-winning goal last night against Nashville for the Vancouver Canucks, right in time for me to have dropped him in my fantasy hockey league.
Nice. Good decision. Good decision. Nailed that one. My last honorable mention is with college hoops last night. Watched a lot of it. I could not watch this game. I don't even think it was on television, but it's cool that it happened anyways. D2 Hawaii Pacific taking down Boise State over in the Mountain West, 79-78. That alone, there we go, baby. Also, that is the rare quad 5 loss, and because it's a Division II team, I don't even think the metrics put that in. So Boise State loses to a D2 team, and I don't even think it'll affect their metrics. It'll just be all eye test, everyone going, no, we remember, though, day one. We remember day one.
Hopefully they play well enough that gets swept under the rug.
It won't.
It won't, because that's probably a bad start to your season and a bad omen for how it's going to go.
It's a bad omen.
All right, are we going to the top five or what?
Let's go to top five.
All right, number five for me, Josh Allen. 23 of 26, 3 total touchdowns in this game, 273 yards through the air against Kansas City in almost a get-right game for Allen and his numbers, because heading into the game, he's still like one of the betting favorites for MVP. And he reminds everyone why in this game against the Chiefs. Again, he took a couple of sacks that he wanted back in there. He made mention of that post-game. But the man missed 3 passes. That's already enough for me to be like, hey, welcome back to the primetime players list here, Josh Allen.
Number five for me, we're going to stay with college hoops. It's a loaded freshman class this year across the board with the men's teams. And the best performance last night was actually the only top 25 matchup between two top 25 teams. Coa Pete, 18-year-old freshman with Arizona, goes 30 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals in the win over number 3 Florida.
Oof.
Just an incredible performance. And if you watched SportsCenter this morning, you probably saw one of his 2 dunks that were just monstrous. So, Coa Pete at number 5 for me.
Number 4, we're going with Brock Bowers. In a losing performance, 12 catches, 127 yards, 3 touchdowns. The man was necessary for every moment of that. The Raiders do ultimately lose the game against Jacksonville in overtime. I'm not going to worry about that because that keeps the Chiefs out of the playoffs. But Bowers tried to do everything that he could in order to help Geno Smith kind of stabilize for this one, because he's had a very bad season.
Did have 4 touchdowns in one pick.
4 touchdowns.
I mean, 4 touchdowns, though.
But 3 of them going to Bowers, there's a reason for that. It's because Bowers is fantastic and every bit the weapon that they need on that offense.
Yeah, well, I have Bowers on my list a little bit later, but it was a great day for tight ends. Number 4 for me is Colston Loveland for Chicago. 6 for 118 and 2 touchdowns, including, I want to say miraculous game winner, but it is the Cincy defense, so it might be very miraculous.
It's still miraculous.
Yeah.
It's also befuddling.
It's befuddling. It's all. Just listening to the poor Cincinnati offensive players in the postgame, I mean, just fed up and done with the defense and everything going on there. So maybe it's not miraculous, but Colson Loveland, a huge game for him, and that last touchdown, I think, is like 50 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches it, they're in field goal range, no tackling, he runs into the end zone, so that he's going to be number 4 for me.
All right, number 3, I'm staying with that game, actually. In a losing performance, Joe Flacco. 31 of 47, 470 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. For how badly these two games have gone for Cincinnati overall in the standings, the Bengals made a hell of a trade to try to save their year.
Yeah, it has not been bad for the old man.
Oh, my God. It has been fantastic for Flacco as a Bengal. The numbers that he's putting up.
He's the oldest guy to throw 450-plus yards.
The Bengals made the right idea trading for him The only problem is that they were already doomed to begin with because their defense was going to do this with Joe Burrow healthy.
And yeah, you know, speaking of Joe Burrow, many are saying system quarterback. Number three for me, you mentioned Josh Allen, three incompletions. Another quarterback that only had three incompletions on Sunday Night Football, that is Sam Darnold.
We can help out with this.
There you go. So you got him on the list as well.
He's number two.
He's number two for you, Sam Darnold. I went with him mainly because the game was so out of reach. His stat line finishes at 330 and four touchdowns. He could have thrown for more. He was almost at 300 yards in the first half. Him and JSN, that connection. Seattle, way to take the misfortunes of Minnesota and make them your crown jewel.
Not to mention, though, furthermore on this, because he is number two on my list, Sam Darnold. Zach, he misses three passes for the game.
Yeah.
They were all in the second half.
I think they were all early, too. Yeah, he was perfect in the first half. I think it's very early. He 16, has an interception as well.
First half stat line, 16 of 16, 282 yards, four touchdowns. Hysterical.
Yeah, he is, again, one of the latest guys, the reclamation projects, these quarterbacks that find new life in a new system with better players, better organizational structure. And again, look, the Vikings beat Detroit. Great right. for J.J. McCarthy, three touchdowns. But I got to imagine it's a clean 50-50 split for Minnesota fans of they wish they had Sam Darnold still.
Darnold
especially after the Carson Wentz experience when McCarthy got hurt. And you're watching in the NFC. In Seattle, Darnold continues to deal. Look, he was not good at the end of last year. He's been exceptional, though, for Seattle from the word go. I got to watch him a lot that Thursday night game, the rivalry jersey against Arizona.
Yep.
That was really the first time I could sit and watch him in Seattle. He's been great all year.
He's been incredible, especially not limited to Sunday night, but my God.
Yeah.
So there we go. So that's my number two. Your number three.
My number two is Brock Bowers. I know it's a losing effort, and I do mention that with primetime players. I like them to be for wins. My thing with Bowers is he literally did everything to get them a win.
He could.
There's only so much he can do. He catches what should be potentially a game-winning touchdown in overtime. The pass is batted down, though, for the two-point conversion for the Raiders. They ultimately lose to the Jaguars, but Bowers 12 for 127 and three touchdowns. Dude's healthy, and when he's healthy, there may not be a better receiving tight end in the game.
I'm curious, Zach, what sport is number one playing?
It's baseball.
So I'm going to guess it is a certain World Series MVP.
It is Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Just nailed it.
Real.
Dodgers nailed that one, getting him over there. He's been great for them. I think we've either talked about it on air or off air. I mean, he's developed into their best pitcher. And their future ace, he's already kind of the ace now. And he had to pitch a lot in this World Series. And every time he did, he nailed it.
Complete game in game one. Allows one run. Allows one run in game six. Also a win. Six innings. Pitches two more in game seven. Gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
He has three wins in this series credited to him. And he has more wins credited to him in this series than runs allowed. Three wins, two earned runs for the World Series MVP, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
So that's number one for both of us. Week 9, primetime players. We'll be posting that on social media here in just a moment. 803-0550, the number two call. We got to take a quick timeout. But Steve, JJ, Mike, if you can hang on the line here when we come back, we'll get to your calls as we keep on rolling here on a trade deadline day in the NFL. We've also got the Sabres later tonight hosting Utah, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. You're listening to WGR.
You know, I think it was just a product of, you know, some of the type of runs that we were kind of going with. He might not necessarily have been on the field for. You know, we have obviously a good amount of runs with him in, you know, and, you know, I got to do a better job of making sure that I'm getting to those that, you know, just getting him on the field. But, you know, you see how dynamic he is on the field when he's on the field. You know, so it's obviously it's a combination of, I don't want to say managing his load, but making sure that we obviously have him all year. But I obviously got to make sure I get him on the field more because, as you guys saw last night, good things happen when he's out there. And
that is Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, obviously talking about Arch Manning, who is not on our primetime players list. You know, a dominant game against Vanderbilt. No, he's talking about Dalton Kincaid there. Another great game for him. Was it six for over 100 yards and a touchdown?
Six for 101 and a touchdown.
Yeah. He has ascended. I don't know if he's an elite player yet, that I'm not going to throw him into that group with Allen and Cook. But I'd say at this point now, 3 years in, he has been a hit for being, it's just not a home run. It's probably more like a double.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that over what it was.
Yep.
But it is getting interesting to see how productive Kincaid has been with the limited snap share that he's been getting. That is kind of this interesting balancing act. We've talked with Sal Capaccio about this multiple times, and I continue to be fascinated by the idea of maybe play him a little bit more, maybe give him 50% of the snaps consistently through the season and see what you can do with that. But also, currently, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but it sounds like Brady should want to fix it, and he's saying, I need to do better with that sort of thing.
We'll see if that if anything ends up happening, though. Before we get to our calls, we do have news.
We do have some news. First of all, this one was a little bit ago. The Sabres placed Jason Zucker on injured reserve, by the way, predated to, I do believe, a week ago. You could predate it up to like where the ailment begins. But Zucker on IR, he's worse than he was yesterday. Doubtful he could even come close to Thursday. Zucker not playing. Yuri Kulik doubtful for Thursday as well against St. Louis. Tyson Kozak, the player that might be there, because head coach Lindy Ruff saying, I wouldn't rule out Kozak for Thursday. Zach, Jakobi Meyers has been traded.
Yes. Goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a fourth and a sixth round pick.
There it
is. So Meyers, one of the big names for receivers. He goes to Jacksonville. This makes a lot of sense. The Jaguars do win. They are in a playoff spot. They're actually the team that is barricading the Chiefs from getting in at this point. And also, Travis Hunter is out indefinitely. He picked up a knee injury. His ACL is intact, but he is out indefinitely. And he, for most intents and purposes, was their second wide receiver. And Brian Thomas Jr. hasn't had the best season by any stretch of the imagination. There were rumblings like a week and a half ago that he was on the trade block. He did play better. They get Meyers and a fourth and a sixth. It's a guy that's on an expiring contract. Makes a lot of sense here. I was never really on the Jakobi Meyers train.
I didn't love that idea for the caliber of player. I don't think he's necessarily what I'd call that good. But if you need him to fill in as the number two receiver at the moment and hope that Brian Thomas Jr. can just wake up, that's not a bad deal. And then if Hunter comes back and he's healthy, Meyers is suddenly your third. It helps the depth chart all around. I just don't think Meyers is anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Special.
We'll see, though, if this does set up more of a wide receiver market where, okay, Myers goes for a fourth and a sixth. Does Olave go for a second? Because he's not on that expiring contract. You have the fifth-year option, and he's younger.
A market has been established is more or less what's going on here now.
Yep.
But we'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day.
803-0550, again, the number to call. I want to jump on here, give your thoughts on the trade deadline. As promised, we've got some callers waiting patiently, and we'll go to them. First up, Steve is on the line. Steve, how we doing?
Hey, guys. You know, always an exciting the final day here for trade deadline. I was really kind of the mindset that they're going to just do something to bolster the defensive line, mm-hmm. just given the amount of snaps that are probably going to be vacated versus what's available on offense for the asset they're going to have to spend to fill it. But Olave would probably be, you know, if Beam was going to take a swing, that would be the one. Isn't that the one kind of target that Josh would want, is somebody that's a little smaller and speedy? And then how much would we really get him on the field if we did acquire him?
I think it's my thing, Steve. I know a lot of people brought that up with just, you know, would Brady be willing to use Olave if they were to trade for him? That's my thing. If they did trade for him, to me, in my eyes, that would signal discussions have been had internally. The passing game is going to change a little bit. Olave will be used. He will be used as a one with Kincaid as the complement and Shakir as the complement, and we're going to go from there. You know, piece in Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman as you may. That's why I don't see Olave as likely for the Bills. It would signal, I think, a big change for the Bills philosophically. And at this point, they have enough justification, whether it be, Steve, as you mentioned, the injuries on defense, or the fact that they are scoring points, and they did dominate the Chiefs in how they want to play on offense with Palmer out, to maybe not do this. It's why I still look at the Saints, but I do look at, if they wanted to, Rashid Shaheed, he adds an element they don't maybe have with the speed and the deep threat, or a Carl Granderson. Defensive line, edge/defensive tackle help. They can also kind of move people around with where he's at. He's 28, so if you want to sign him past this year, you maybe could. We'll see. It's something to keep an eye on. I just, for me, that's why I do go hands off with Olave, because I think it's a fair criticism to bring up that would Brady even use him? For me, it is much more, oh no, I think if they got him, he'd be forced to use him. It would also be an acknowledgement that the everybody eats and these last 2 years have been not a failure, but not worked to the level they wanted.
And by the way, more on Myers, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, it seems like the Steelers were also involved on trying to acquire him.
Unsurprising. They traded away George Pickens and immediately tried to replace him.
Unsurprising. I don't know why they did both of those things, because look, I would have loved having my crash out Kings at wide receiver one and two on a team that does typically have wide receiver crash outs.
No, like, guys, like, lean into your identity.
Lean into
Don't run from it. Be who you are.
The standard is the standard.
The standard is the standard. Be great defensively and have crash outs on offense. You're half there with Rodgers as your quarterback. You're already
And you traded
there.
For DK. Like, keep Pickens.
Just be who you are.
Don't
be
blink.
Proud of it.
Kajad, it's off.
Oh. We were robbed.
We were robbed.
What could have been a fun season with the Steelers? And so we have to look at them and go, oh, they're kind of garbage still. I know Baltimore's one win and five losses, but they're still going to be the favorites because they're kind of garbage. But instead, we could have had fun. Instead, no. They're still looking for a second receiver because they traded Pickens away, who's on a bad Dallas team now.
But also, that removes the player that I was really more or less like, don't trade for this guy.
Mm.
That's where I'm still relatively okay by it.
So you're good with it.
But also, it's the team currently barricading the Chiefs at the seventh spot.
Yeah, no matter how bad you feel about the Jaguars, they are in a playoff spot and they hold that tiebreaker. over Kansas City. Like you mentioned, like there's a lot of teams that'll
tiebreaker. They've lost a lot of head-to-head tiebreakers that are not going to bode well for them.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones here. Mike is up next. Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, excited for trade deadline. Listen, I want the Bills to start taking the Los Angeles Rams approach. I am not interested in a defenseman, a wide receiver, a offensive lineman when it comes to drafting them at the back half of the first round. I would much rather, when you're in the prime of Josh Allen's career, go and use those picks to a team that's rebuilding to get a player that's proven to then boost your chance. The Rams did it. They threw away tons of draft picks. And you know what? They won a Super Bowl off of it. So let's not value these number one draft picks when you have a team that consistently drafts in the back half of the back couple picks of the first round. They need to start trading those picks away, getting talent. There's no room there's no time anymore for let's draft and develop these players to be, you know, to work alongside Allen. Allen doesn't have, he has time. I'm not saying he's running out of time, like, you know, in the next couple of years, but in this elite window, it's limited. It's going to start regressing. So let's start adding pieces. I wouldn't care if they traded next year's number one, two. I'm not a draft pick guy. Mm-hmm. It's proven that the Rams did it. They won a Super Bowl, and I'd like the Bills to start taking that approach.
Mike, thanks for the call. I love the idea on paper because it worked for the Rams. And what also is not talked about with the Rams users, that, you know, they had to take their medicine the year after they won the Super Bowl.
They had a dreadful year after.
But then they started nailing the draft again. And now they've retooled through the draft. They do the one real quick to get, you know, guys like Vaughn and Jalen Ramsey, and they nailed that. Then they go back to the draft, though. We also kind of have the negative of this. Washington, Samuel, Tunsil, and there's another guy they went for, but I saw a Washington reporter the other night, Sunday night, talking about the Seattle loss. They used 8 draft picks on like 3 players. And they're 3-5, 3-6 now?
3-5.
And, yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that Jane Daniels is probably now out for the year, and they've had to go to Marcus Mariota before. But even still.
Oh, it is 3-6.
That's the negative of it. I'm not saying Mike is wrong here. I love the idea. I'm more of a draft guy, it sounds like, than Mike is, and I like the draft picks. I like the darts at the dartboard, especially because it is – I hate saying it like this, but it is true. The cheap labor – you get potentially elite players. It's why we're talking about contracts. Chris Olave. It's why we're talking about some of those guys. You get them on very cheap contracts that you can use. Now, the problem is you got to hit, right? Recently, though, or at least this draft class, the Bills have done a pretty darn good job of that. Max Harrison through 2 games looks like a bit of a game changer on defense. Deion Walker has flat out been a game changer.
He's been fun at the very minimum to watch put up these pop plays every now and then every game.
Cole Bishop, now that Taylor Rapp's not next to him. I don't know what happened there. He just had his breakout game against Kansas City. He's a second-year player. Right. You know, Kincaid in his third year finally breaks out. But what does he look like last year if he doesn't pick up all those injuries? Maybe it's a little bit different for him, and we're all talking far more positively. I think there's a healthy balance to take with this. I think if a player becomes available that would really change you, do it. But for the most part, you probably should be adding draft picks to throw more darts to the dartboard.
So there's a healthy balance to it. They are going to trade a pick here today, probably. You don't set up the cap restructure to do nothing is really my best way to buy that. By the way, Diana Rossini reporting the Bills were also in on the looks for Jakobi Meyers. So it does look like Brandon Bean is up and – I mean, we know that Brandon Bean's up and running, but it is now reported that he's been tied to something that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
So we know he's working the phones – based on the reports at this point.
I love the word inquired, though. And I'm not saying anything bad about Rossini. It's just you hear this, and I know Bean's been brought this up too, inquired. This could literally mean Bean's like, hey, what would you want for him? Oh, that? Okay, cool, bye.
Raiders
and never talked
wanted,
to him again.
Raiders reportedly wanted a third. They got close to that in terms of draft value with the fourth and a sixth, but they wanted a third. Bean probably just go, yeah. Hey, what are you talking about here for Jakobi Meyers? I want a third. Nah, dog.
I find it funny because there is a real chance here the Bills made one phone call, maybe two, just to see, and that was it. Or, because this is what inquired means, it could mean...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A magnitude different things, or it could be the Bills are punching air right now because they didn't get Jacoby Myers and have been trying desperately and have been diligent in their efforts, and we don't know which it is.
And you know what it is, though? You also say they were interested, right? Say they wanted him. You're also fighting against a team that has 13 picks entering the day.
Yeah, they're going to do a dance a little bit better than you.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars were like, yeah, we'll throw an extra pick in there. Why not?
Very much the opposite of the New Orleans Saints, who come in today with 5.
Jaguars still have 11 picks after that trade. Three in the third round, by the way.
And they did some dancing, this past draft, to go get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, they don't have a first, but they have 3 thirds.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
Wild stuff. They may not have a quarterback, though, and that's kind of the most important thing. Let's go back to the phones real quick before our next timeout. JJ is up next. JJ, how are we doing?
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to say something real quick about draft picks regarding both the Bills and the Sabres. Number one, the Bills are standing on the cusp of a title, and you have to be pretty young if you can even stomach the word future or potential and be a Buffalo sports fan. You got to be younger than like 35 or 40. Okay, number one, they're standing on the cusp of a title. Send away whatever draft picks you have to. If you need to rebuild it after they go off in a blaze of glory, we'll deal with that later. It is time to win a title. Now, as far as the Sabres are concerned, they have more first-round draft picks in their organization than any other team in the National Hockey League, except maybe Chicago. If the Sabres are playing as well as they are and they have an opportunity to bring in some experience, which they need, send away the draft picks. The Vegas Golden Knights have only drafted 4 players in each of the last 3 drafts. Goes to show you how many guys actually make the NHL. Mm. The Sabres should be sending away their picks for different reasons, but both teams should be sending away picks at this moment. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
JJ, love the call. I think what's funny with this for me, Derek, is, as I just mentioned with the Bills, like I'd like it to be a little bit more of a balancing act. Mm-hmm. I'm the complete opposite with the Sabres. I am, like, for the most part, trade away your prospects, trade away your picks. And it's for very it's because it's different reasons.
It's also because they're both kind of in the same boat in different bars.
But in different bars. Like so for the Bills, though, for me, I just don't want the house of cards to tumble.
JJ says,
like you keep making the playoffs, don't botch this for one last-ditch effort at the title. Where for the Sabres, for me, it's, guys, you just need to make the bleeping playoffs. And you've got a lot of prospects that aren't getting in. Get rid of them and get NHL guys in. Let's go.
But they're also at the same point. They're mm-hmm. at a crossroads. Both franchises, they're just at different points of it.
Yeah.
The Bills, as JJ says, championship window. Make that push. Sabres. They're playing like a promising team right now. Can you bolster it, especially with the injuries at center? Should you? And those are fine balancing acts. And we're going to have to find these things out together. Very excited to see what happens throughout the day, though.
Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour as the Sabres are in action tonight at home. They will take on Utah. JJ Paterka's return, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Tuesday edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And every show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. As we've been mentioning all morning and into the afternoon, it is trade deadline day in the NFL. Deadline, though, is not till 4 p.m. And we only got the one deal, Derek, during our show, and that is Jakobi Meyers going to the Jaguars for a fourth and a sixth. It does sound like, though, from multiple reports, including Diane Rossini of The Athletic, that the Bills and the Steelers were in on that. So it does, again, multiple things are pointing to the Bills will make a move today. We all just might be waiting until closer to dinner time.
Yeah, and that was something that has been forewarned by friend of the station, Chris Trapasso, mentioned that of like, hey, we might be looking at the 3 o'clock hour. So hold on to your butts, Bills fans. I bet there's something done. I don't know what. I'm excited to find out together. And unfortunately, if it doesn't happen, it's just, well, you didn't have enough cap space or the market really became saturated in favor of the buyers and you didn't want to pull too much to try to make something happen. I'm wondering what's going to happen there, but I also would love to see if the Buffalo Sabres mm-hmm. can get a win here against Utah tonight. You haven't beaten Utah since they became Utah, by the way.
That's right.
Get it done.
And now they're the Mammoths, so that's two things you got
to
get through.
Yeah, you got to get through that, and it's JJ Paterka returning to Buffalo. I'm sure that will get loud, and you know who's going to tell us more about that? Sabres Live coming up on the other side here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.